Scott with SJWellfire.com, Final Days Report, episode 420. We're calling this VCAS, Beast Weapon Systems, Who Can Make War With Him? Folks, Bible prophecy is being fulfilled right before your eyes, and I'm going to link some dots that I don't think anybody has covered, my friends. Trump recently said we have secret weapons that nobody has ever seen before. They just announced they can bend time and space, hinting at teleportation. You need to think about all the predictive programming of portals in Hollywood with different art installations in major cities. We're being programmed for things. We're going to get into why and what is the plan. What's the big picture? And there are two key findings that I'm going to cover within this VCAST. I mean, they're talking earthquake weapons. It is wild, and it all fits Bible prophecy, my friends. Things are moving so, so fast. Now, the first thing I want to cover, just to lay the foundation, Trump said the U.S. has secret weapon systems that no one has had before. So you got to ask the question, why are they disclosing this information as the tariff war goes on, as they're leading us into this Mark of the Beast system with ID 2020, with a federal ID, same playbook, new administration. Why is Trump's administration saying you need a Fed ID in order to travel? It has nothing to do with security and travel. This is Big Brother. This will feed into the AI Stargate system that was announced on the second day of Trump's administration. So new administration, same playbook, wings of the same bird, my friends. It's all false light. So let's lay the foundation. Trump has said, with his own words, we covered the video, that yes, we have secret weapons. So what are those secret weapons? Well, the first one I want to cover is the Reese report about an earthquake weapon in the Antarctica. And we covered the strange cloud in Turkey before the earthquake. Turkey was not playing ball with NATO, and we covered the Turkey politician suspect that they were hit with an earthquake weapon. But the key point here, how this fits Bible prophecy, is Matthew 24:7. For nation shall rise against nation. What are we seeing now with the tariff wars? What are we seeing now with Trump's land grab of Greenland and Canada and the Panama Canal and the tariff action? For nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes. This is what always got me. Earthquakes in diverse places. So that tells me earthquakes are going to happen, not necessarily on a fault line where they've never had earthquakes before. Look out for it, my friends. But let's play this. And I'm going to give, after this video, a testimony of a story I heard as we get into some of the technology about being able to manipulate time and space that I heard with my own ears. I didn't necessarily believe it at the time, but I think it was divine appointment for me to hear that story. But let's roll this.
In 1919, German secret societies, the Thule Gesellschaft and the Vril Society, officially joined together to make contact and form an alliance with the ancient Aryan race. They allegedly succeeded and acquired information of an exotic propulsion system, which they handed over to German engineers. In 1923, German engineer Hermann Oberth published a book about spacecraft development entitled The Rocket to the Planetary Spaces and founded the Society for Space Travel in 1927. Wernher von Braun was a founding member. Hermann Oberth claimed that he and his team were helped by people from other worlds. In 1939, the Germans began exploring Antarctica. Documents found after the war show an exotic technology being developed in secret known as Die Glock, reported to affect the space-time field around it. In 1945, two German submarines were captured off the coast of Mar del Plata, heading to Antarctica. A map was found with instructions to an underground base. In 1946, the U.S. Navy launched Operation High Jump, a classified military operation under the guise of a scientific exploration. It was abruptly terminated, and on their return, Admiral Richard Byrd told the Chilean press that the United States should adopt protection against the possibility of an invasion coming from the polar regions. In 1947, a flying disc crashed in Roswell, New Mexico. Weeks later, the National Security Act was enacted and the CIA was created. In 1952, UFOs were reported in Washington, D.C. Fighters were dispatched but could not keep up with them. Radar personnel were convinced that the targets were solid metallic objects. In 1958, NASA was founded, with Wernher von Braun developing rockets, and 2 years later, becoming director of NASA. In 1959, the Antarctica Treaty was signed by 12 nations, prohibiting the military, private corporations, and the general public south of the 60th parallel without express permission from signatory nation states. In 2024, former Raytheon employee Eric Hecker claimed that there are exotic weapons of mass destruction in Antarctica.
There are embedded in the ice what are called digital optical modules, DOMs. They're about the size of a basketball. The array embedded in the ice is 1 kilometer by 1 kilometer by 1 kilometer. It is the world's largest telescope. And now, because we have proven that it can transmit, it's the world's largest directed energy weapons system. It is responsible for the earthquakes in Christchurch, New Zealand in 2011 on the front end of the year.
And just yesterday, Trump administration official Michael Kratsios said that our technologies permit us to manipulate time and space and cause things to grow.
Over the last few decades, America has become complacent, forgetting old dreams of building a wondrous future. But we know the American pioneer spirit still seeks the exploration of endless frontiers. Our technologies and what we do with them will be tools with which we will make the destiny of our country manifest in this century. Our technologies permit us to manipulate time and space. They leave distance annihilated, cause things to grow and improve productivity.
Greg Reese reporting.
What's fascinating is he said, annihilate distances, being able to control time and space. He's implying about teleportation. And I go back to what I said in the opening about how we've been programmed on portals. There's a reason for that, my friends. We'll get into the why later in this VCast. I attended this week-long permaculture course, and what was fascinating about it is I'd say 3/4 of the attendees were New Age witches, very occult-driven. Many of them had money, and then the remainder were strong Christians that saw the times that we were coming into. And so it was this collection of witches, warlocks, Satanists, earth lovers, and Christians. And I befriended this executive, 65 years old. I was much, much younger. Very, very strong executive. And he was telling me a story how his CEO that he reported into that started a company, just an amazing man, he said, amazing man of God, super sharp, was working on cloaking and teleportation technology as a side project and was cracking the code and had a Russian scientist in a meeting with him. And my source, or the person telling the story, was privy to this conversation, was in the meeting. So I'm hearing this secondhand. And the Russian scientist said multiple colleagues of his were murdered for this teleportation technology. And I remember somewhat dismissing it. It just seems so sensational to me that I was kind of whatever. But then I remembered the Philadelphia experiment. You know, it's considered an urban legend, but I remember watching videos on the Philadelphia experiment, and they were dialed in, had classified documents. It's since been scrubbed off the internet. I couldn't find it. So what do they know and why now? Now, let's take a look before we get into more technology. Revelation 13, verses 4 through 6, and they worship the dragon, which gave the power unto the beast, and they worship the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? You need to think about, again, the land grab with Greenland, this 10-king Club of Rome map, consolidating with Canada, Panama Canal, the boogeyman Iran. We got to get those nukes. Taiwan, Ukraine, the European theater of war. They need to bring us to war, seal four, to consolidate power. The tariff deal, the economic war, the de-dollarization, moving us into crypto, and this mark of the beast money system. All of this flows together. You need to go back to old VCast to catch up if this is new to you. But who is able to make war with him? Think about that article I just talked about with Trump saying secret weapons. And oh yes, Trump's uncle basically was on the scene with Tesla technology. So it's almost like they hid everything and now they're bringing it out. They're bringing it out for an appointed time, my friends. The Reese Report as well. Those are fallen angels. Those are fallen angels. Don't kid yourself. And the other question I have, because many suspected it was HARP that caused the earthquakes in Turkey, with the politician basically coming out and saying he suspected they were hit because they weren't playing ball with NATO at the time. We did a podcast on it. And I remember covering and seeing the video of the director of HARP at the time saying, we bounced those frequencies off the atmosphere. He didn't say it causes earthquakes, but if it does cause earthquakes and that weapon system is real in Antarctica, what are they bouncing it off of, my friends? How do they get around the globe? For my biblical cosmology friends. All right. Redacted. I want to play Redacted. And I'm not endorsing Redacted, but I thought they did a nice job with the following video that I'm going to show, because they tie in this general that's speaking at Hillsdale College on free energy, on Wi-Fi everywhere. Part of me thinks that's just Starlink, right? That's that system. And then he's going to play what Reese just played about being able to warp time and space. But I thought what was interesting here is they tie in the Malaysian plane. So I want to give credit to them because they link some dots for me. The Malaysian plane disappeared, and I'm going to play a video at the end that really dives deep into it. That's a lot more clear than what they're showing here. But let's play this, because who can make war with him? Who can make war with the beast? As we're seeing all of these flashpoints come together, you need to think about the big picture.
Yes, the White House has just admitted on the record that we possess the technology to manipulate time and space. In other words, time travel, teleportation technology, yes, the ability to transport large military craft from point A to point B nearly instantaneously. Seriously, just like what the United States did when they teleported flight MH370. Of course, we've covered that extensively here on the show. Friend of the show, Ashton Forbes, who's done remarkable work breaking this story wide open on the teleportation, quantum teleportation technology, teleporting this craft out of thin air. Watch as it just vanishes in thin air as the orbs fly right around the outside of it. So this confirms what we've been reporting for years from whistleblowers, members of the military who've been on our show. We've spoken privately with them, also who've never been on the show, didn't want their faces on camera, who witnessed this technology in action. They worked on programs where this technology was in action. I want to play two clips for you now. One is from a few years ago. General Stephen Quast, he was the commander of the Air Education and Training Command at Joint Base San Antonio Randolph. And he was really pushing for Space Force at the time because of the technologies that we could employ from what he saw in action. So here he is explaining the technologies that he's seen on the desks of engineers at the United States Air Force. Watch.
The technology is on the engineering benches today, but most Americans and most in Congress have not had time to really look deeply at what's going on here. But I've had the benefit of 33 years of studying and becoming friends with these engineers and these scientists. This technology can be built today with technology that is not developmental to deliver any human being from any place on planet Earth to any other place in less than an hour. To deliver Wi-Fi from space, where you never need a cell tower to connect. To deliver energy from space, where you never have to plug your phone in and it trickle charges.
To deliver energy from space, this is Tesla technology, going back to Trump's uncle. And I've covered it 30, 40 times, the Antichrist dream, where they actually launched free energy devices, my friends.
And you can use that energy over time.
Okay. Was anyone paying attention? We were. So this confirms what we've been reporting for years on this show. So let me repeat what he just said. Quote, we have tech today that can take you from anywhere on Earth to anywhere else in an hour. Wireless energy where you could never need to plug in anything again. He saw this technology while he was at the Air Force engineering offices in Colorado where he worked. The second just happened yesterday. Second clip I want to show you. Trump White House official from the Office of Science and Technology, Director Michael Kyriazis, says that we possess the technology that can manipulate time and space. Watch.
Our passenger planes are slower than they used to be. Our trains crawl compared to those in other parts of the world. Our cars do not fly. Advances have not stopped, but something has gone wrong. Stagnation was a choice. We have weighed down our builders and innovators. The well-intentioned regulatory regime of the 1970s became an ever-tightening ratchet, first hampering America's ability to become a net energy exporter and then making it harder and harder to build. We seem to have lost focus and vision, to have lowered our sights and let systems and structures and bureaucracies muddle us along. But we are capable of so much more. Our technologies permit us to manipulate time and space. They leave distance annihilated, cause things to grow and improve productivity.
Okay. So this is setting off all sorts of crazy alarm bells today. Friend of the show, physicist Ashton Forbes, posted this about the news. And like we have a lot of questions. So Kyriazis casually says we intentionally stagnated our technology in the 1970s, and now we have the tech to manipulate space and time. Wow.
You need to think about all the patents that have been suppressed, thousands of them, free energy patents. And now they're bringing it and disclosing it. It's for an appointed time. I had a slide I used to cover all the time to explain the right and the left are wings of the same bird. It's divide and conquer. They're putting us in camps. And so the right basically is the false light, exposing the darkness, the snake eating its tail. But the end goal is this AI God, the golden age. Teleportation, hooking up to AI to cure diseases, med beds. It's all a script, my friends. Once you see it, you can't unsee it. One of my early days podcast, I saw it. Will the right wing bring in on the AI God? That's what we're seeing here, my friends. But we'll dive deeper into the why, because ultimately, they want to hook you up to artificial intelligence. That is the end goal. And I have 8 reasons that we've covered in this VCast. Medical enhancements. 1 in 3 people need some sort of medical enhancement for brain disorders like autism, dementia, depression. So no more depression. Hook up to AI, my friends. The big one is intellectual augmentation, enhancing IQ, memory, learning abilities, prolonging your life. We talked about mental health support, productivity. How will you compete? If you're a doctor, how do you compete with artificial intelligence? How do you compete with a robot that can do surgery better than you? And the next VCast I'm going to do, basically, Bill Gates is doubling down saying, we're going to have robots build houses. We're going to have robots take over blue-collar jobs. Because one of my theories was, if I was to have a child, looking what path that child wants to go, I'd say, learn a skill, learn plumbing, learn to be an electrician, learn to weld. I still think that'll be more important than a lot of the white collar jobs. But I added one. I added one element, one key linchpin to hook up to artificial intelligence, and that is teleportation. We're being programmed for teleportation, my friends. And you have to ask, why are we hearing in the news all these plane crashes and mishaps and shortages of pilots? It's a script. Are they taking down flights, not only for AI to basically run the airplanes, run the air traffic control, part of this beast system, but then offer you a perk if you hook up to AI for teleportation? You can go anywhere in the world if you're a good social credit stooge. That's deep, my friends. And it just reminds me as well with this beast system. We've been doing a series as Elon Musk, the false prophet. And this is an old slide of Neuralink actually seeking a trademark for telepathy, telekinesis, being able to communicate, right, to other people. And that is what we have for number 7, assistive technologies and communication tools like telepathy. This all plays, my friends. This will be a perk. This will be a perk. And never forget, this is iron mixed with clay as the days of Noah. These are some of the things that were found in the as the days of Noah devil juice. And just looking back at the slide that we covered before, look, there's writing here. That looks like an E. This is some sick, sick stuff. And then we have the neural lace. I think the chip is a psyop from Elon's own words. Non-invasive, neural lace. Look at this. This is lacing the brain. And oh, by the way, it's in the Bible. We've covered this 100 times about how the rich men of the world hoodwinked you with their sorcery. Sorcery with etymology is pharmakia. It's pharmakia, my friends. Now, going back to the weapon system, we've covered often the weather weapons, the dew weapons, burning it all down to put you in the smart cities. And this is nothing short of silent weapons for quiet wars. And how this fits the book of Revelation is Revelation 12. Read it for homework, because Satan has but a short time. And first he wants to kill all humans, destroy all humans with seal one, bow is toxin, right? We wrote a book on it. Then he's going to go after Christians. That's wave two. It's going to go after Christians. And as this beast system morphs together, I'm going to have more slides how this AI beast system with Noahide laws, we suspect, is moving so fast. So fast. I want to go back to this slide. I had a dream where I saw in the clouds these honeycomb shapes, and I heard in my spirit, run home. Reminds me of we have secret weapons. And the dream ended. Wild time to be alive, my friends. And then the other part, too, for my Second Amendment fans, why the elite don't care about your guns, 9 reasons. I'm going to add in these some additional secret weapons that we're just talking about. Right? They're burning it down to put you in their smart cities, increasing your insurance to insure your home. This is that globalist new world order. Now, they're consolidating AI. 2 podcasts ago, I'll put the thumbnail up. Whistleblower claims Meta helped China develop advanced AI to outcompete American companies. Bombshell testimony in front of a jury. So I was like, if you understand how many of these tech companies came about, it's suspect, right? DARPA lab type technology get handed over, watching a script. So I'm like, why is the U.S. government going after a whistleblower for creating China AI? And I suspected during this VCast, it was about consolidating power, making it official. You need to think about the grab of TikTok, consolidation of TikTok. And sure enough, I think I was right. I saw this article after I did the podcast. Mark Zuckerberg called to testify in Meta's antitrust trial. So when you read about this, they're going after Meta, the parent company of Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp, is facing an antitrust trial with the Federal Trade Commission. The Federal Trade Commission accuses Meta of using acquisitions such as those of Instagram and WhatsApp to stifle competition and monopolize the social media market. If the FTC wins the case, Meta could be forced to sell these platforms, which would have a huge impact on the tech industry. Like TikTok, look for Oracle to be a suitor, and tie this back to Trump's announcement of AI Stargate with Oracle, ChatGPT, ChatGBT. It's right in front of you, my friends. The consolidation of this AI little god. I thought this was interesting. Meta argues that platforms like YouTube, TikTok, and Apple's messaging services demonstrate a highly competitive social media landscape. I put in the words centralized, challenging the FTC's claims of a monopoly. This is theater. This is theater to consolidate the beast. I'm convinced of it, my friends. Facebook announced that they're not going to censor anymore. Are they? I'm sure they are. People have lost their accounts there. But I played this venture capitalist before, talking about how the government squashes technology. And they're going to release this technology as false light, going back to the Hegelian dialectic, going back to the left is wicked and evil and perverting kids. And then the right says, no, 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 you can't do that. Shouldn't do that. Men should only play in men's sports and not women's sports. It's a production to then move you into this AI beast system, this golden age, right? MAGA is the highest name, rank of the Church of Satan. No self-respected brand manager would ever do that, ever. I just want to play this again. Because I go back to Trump's uncle getting all of Tesla's inventions and all the suppressed patents. This time-space teleportation. Is it a weapon system? Sure. But it's also a benefit for you if you hook up to artificial intelligence. If you're part of this quantum realm. You can see it, my friends. This is darkness to fake light.
Meetings in D.C. in May where we talked to them about this, and the meetings were absolutely horrifying, and we came out basically deciding we had to endorse Trump.
What did you hear in those meetings?
AI is a technology basically that the government is going to completely control. This is not going to be a startup thing. They actually said flat out to us, don't do AI startups. Like, don't fund AI startups. It's not something that we're going to allow to happen. They're not going to be allowed to exist. There's no point. They basically said AI is going to be a game of two or three big companies working closely with the government, and we're going to basically wrap them in a, you know, I'm paraphrasing, but we're going to basically wrap them in a government cocoon. We're going to protect them from competition. We're going to control them, and we're going to dictate what they do. And then I said, I don't understand how you're going to lock this down so much, because like the math for, you know, AI is like out there and it's being taught everywhere. And, you know, they literally said, well, you know, during the Cold War, we classified entire areas of physics and took them out of the research community, and like entire branches of physics basically went dark and didn't proceed. And that if we decide we need to, we're going to do the same thing to the math underneath AI.
And, wow.
And I said, I've just learned two very important things. Because I wasn't aware of the former, and I wasn't aware that you were, you know, even conceiving of doing it to the latter.
This fits the last story I covered. This is about consolidation. Consolidation of TikTok. Consolidation of Meta. Feeding the beast, my friends. They'll probably feed it as well. There's Oracle, but they could feed it into XAI. That broken cross logo. You can see it, my friends. Can you see it? Is it just me? It gets worse with the consolidation of this AIB system. Palantir, right? J.D. Vance's pals. Palantir stock rises as NATO purchases their AI system. Palantir stock rises on NATO AI system acquisition. And a couple things from an article that I read. Customized state-of-the-art AI capabilities to the Alliance. The Alliance, it just sounds like Star Wars to me. But Palantir, we've talked about, has technology that links to the AI acquisition targeting system called the Gospel that is being used in Gaza. Right? When will this pre-crime software be used against you when you don't comply with Noahide laws and you don't comply with the Mark of the Beast system? When you 100% become authenticated and you refuse to worship the image of the beast that speaks, I think that'll be a hologram from a dream I had. More consolidation, my friends. So let's summarize, because there's a lot to unpack here. These secret weapons fit Bible prophecy to consolidate kings, wars and rumors of wars. Think about the tariff war. We're already in World War III, my friends. Then this teleportation tech can be used as a weapon system, potentially, if the Philadelphia experiment was real and if they perfected it to move equipment around the world. But more importantly, I think it'll be a perk to travel, to allow you to travel. That's where they're going with all the portal predictive programming that we've covered, my friends. But you must sign up for this bio-digital convergence tech, this brain-to-computer interface. And as Elon said, as I mentioned 1,000 times, it has read-write capabilities. So it can write to your mind. You ultimately will blaspheme the Holy Ghost and will not be redeemable, because you'll have the mind of AI that really hates Christ. Free energy from the general that spoke at Hillsdale College, saw that with my Antichrist dream, and people hooking up to AI came out as zombies chasing Christians. Antichrist showed up as a hologram. He actually had a fake resurrection. His head was hooked up to a quantum computer. You can try to check that dream out on sjwellfire.com. Then with Meta, this consolidation of the AI beast system, and Palantir actually being purchased by NATO. Right? Trump's grab for Greenland and Canada and Panama and going after Iran. Right? Iran supposedly has its independent Federal Reserve Bank there, not owned by the Rothschilds, Rockefeller. Same with Russia. And it all goes back to this DNA war. I almost put in this VCast an old story about Putin saying, why is the West really trying to steal Russians' DNA? You got to ask that question, my friends. Granted, I think it's one big script, at least at the top. War will be real to us. And then going back to NATO, this AI targeting system called the Gospel rolled out at NATO. Now, it's not called the Gospel. It's just the Palantir pre-crime software. But it's silent weapons for quiet wars. Lucifer, Satan, has a short time, going back to Revelation 12, war on the people first, on God's creation as the days of Noah last. I think it'll be after World War III, a war on Christians, those that don't take the mark of the beast after all the people die from World War III. So who can make war with him? So many threads, my friends. Do you see it? Do you see it? Thank you for your support. We're over the target, my friends. I'm getting very strange emails from lawyers. Pray for us. God bless.
Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 disappeared on March 8th, 2014. On May 19th, about 9 weeks later, a leaked video was published to YouTube by a third party who claimed to have received it on March 12th. The video shows what appears to be a jet airliner on fire, being trailed by three spiraling orbs. Eventually, the three orbs change to a vertical pattern and disappear in a flash with the airliner, leaving a dead-end trail of smoke in the sky. A month later, on June 12th, a second video was published to the same channel that showed the exact same event taken from a different viewpoint. These videos have been deleted from YouTube, but can still be found on archive.org. Ashton Forbes and his team have been researching these videos extensively and have provided exhaustive evidence that these videos are legitimate, including digital forensics verified by CGI professionals, eyewitnesses, and government data. Forbes and his team have successfully addressed all debunker claims and have listed them for all to see on X.com at Just X Ashton. So far, nobody has been able to debunk this research. Their research shows that the first leaked video was taken from a pair of American Signals Intelligence satellites known as USA-229, twin satellites capable of creating 3D stereoscopic images by capturing two slightly different views. The twin USA-229 satellites are logged at the exact location, time, and apparent angle required to have captured this video. This event occurred at around 2:30 in the morning. It was completely dark. The wavelengths captured by these cameras are for detail, and the stereoscopic effect allows for added depth perception. The source of the second video has been identified as an MQ-1C Gray Eagle unmanned combat drone with infrared and thermal technology. This video focuses on the heat signature. And the man responsible for leaking these videos seems to be Lieutenant Commander Edward Lynn. He was accused of being a spy, but court transcripts prove that this was just spin. The details of his crimes, including the time they happened, are redacted. But it came out in the trial that the classified information in question was published on the internet, and Lieutenant Commander Edward Lynn had full security clearance to the same technology used to capture these videos. Using Inmarsat satellite ping data and military radar to track its path, and eyewitness testimony to verify it, Forbes put together the final flight path of Malaysian Airlines Flight 370. On March 7th, at 1642 UTC, Flight 370 takes off from Kuala Lumpur International Airport. At 1721, the plane abruptly turns back towards the nearest airport in Penang. A witness on an oil rig reported that the plane was on fire. Several witnesses along the East Coast reported hearing a loud bang and seeing a glow coming from the plane as it passed overhead. At 1752, the co-pilot's mobile phone pings the local tower. At 1840, an eyewitness on a boat reported that the plane was glowing orange and appeared on fire. The Inmarsat ping data shows the same sharp left turn that we see in the videos, and then abruptly goes to zero as the plane disappears. The CCP released Chinese satellite images that appear to be three orbs. They first claimed it was debris and later said that releasing the image was a mistake. According to Chinese media, 19 families have signed a statement claiming they made calls that connected to missing passengers after the disappearance, but without an answer. Some people are saying this was alien UFOs saving a plane from crashing, but this doesn't explain the fact that three different advanced U.S. military surveillance cameras captured this one event. 23 of the passengers on board were related to Freescale Semiconductors, a field leading the development of superconductor technology, which is what this appears to be, some type of superconductor targeting system for teleportation, which is reminiscent of what the Nazis were doing with their highly classified Die Glock project. Luminous objects like this were first reported in May of 1940 as Germany invaded Belgium. And by 1942, several people began reporting them, starting in the skies over Germany. American pilots during World War II called them Foo Fighters. And let's not forget Gary McKinnon, who in 2002 was accused of perpetrating the biggest military computer hack of all time, and who claimed to have seen evidence of an advanced off-world military fleet. Greg Reese reporting.